years of radio. Radio Moments.
We start this week 31 years ago and the first commercial radio casualty.
Under the circumstances, the board have no alternative but to cease trading. Ernst & Whinney, Chartered Accountants of Leicester, have been consulted as regards the liquidation and will be calling the necessary meetings of creditors and shareholders. We will now be playing music for you for a short period of time. We hope to give ordinary radio programming output in the very near future, and we hope that a further statement will be issued in the near future.
It's the sound of Leicestershire.
The end of Leicester's Centre Radio this week in 83. Just a few months ago, Smooth Radio restored its local shows, but it's just 4 years since they disappeared in the first place. This week in 2010, Lynn Parsons kicked off that national Smooth Radio.
Smooth Radio celebrates its national launch today. Welcome, Tom Jones.
How are you?
I'm very well. I was going to say, what's new, pussycat, but I suspect everyone said that to you, haven't they?
No, not always. It's always a good one.
The start of the original national network, Smooth Radio. And staying with Smooth this week last year, the end of Smooth 70s.
From tomorrow, the best place to get your favourite Smooth 70s songs will be on Smooth Radio.
I really miss Smooth 70s, a station which has recently gone national, launched this week in 73. It was LBC, and it was greeted by the then Prime Minister.
The opening today of the London Broadcasting Company's station marks a new departure in British broadcasting. It's the first station of the Independent Broadcasting Authority's local radio service. I'm sure its 24-hour service of news, information and comment is going to be of immediate value to Londoners. And eventually it will be of use to listeners to other stations throughout the United Kingdom.
Ted Heath at the start of LBC this week in 73. And this week, 20 years ago, as LBC's licence wasn't renewed, it was replaced by London News on FM and across on AM.
Good morning, London. This is Brian Hayes, and it's good to be able to say that again. It's 6 o'clock on Wednesday, the 5th of October, 1994. Welcome to London News Talk, 11:52 AM, original talk radio. It's a pleasure to be with you for the breakfast programme, which is designed for London. Each morning, we will inform you, entertain you, divert you. In fact, we will equip you for the day ahead. The news and the people who make the news, the most accurate...
Down the road in Birmingham, John Russell was the first programme director of BRMB. And we lost John this week 5 years ago. Here he is, a decade ago now, recalling those early days in the West Midlands.
Rather late in the day, commercial radio was allowed into Britain. And there was this article which named various people who were hoping for a commercial radio license, and I wrote to all of them. None of them were famous apart from one person. It was Huey Green, the imp behind Opportunity Knox. And I wrote to all of them and said I had been working on small radio stations, and eventually I was flown back from Cyprus and offered the same job 3 times.
Memories of John Russell. And that same week, 5 years ago, we also lost a popular pirate presenter who'd hosted just one show on Radio 1.
Hello, this is Mike Ahern on the BBC.
Really?
No, it's absolutely true, on the BBC. But it's very nice to be talking to you again, darling.
And you, madam.
I must say that Radio 1 is going to be the greatest. Don't take my word for it. You just listen. Oh, and as always, from you, DJ Mike A. Do take care. Lots of care. Bye-bye.
Remembering Mike Ahern. By 1965, the Home Service was seeking to carve out something more of a news agenda. Back then, of course, the Today programme was rather more magazine-y than it is now. So, this week, 49 years ago, enter a tough new lunchtime news programme, The World at One. William Hardcastle was the first presenter.
The leader of the Liberal Party, Mr. Jeremy Thorpe, today put his weight behind an international campaign to publicise the case of the recently arrested Soviet human rights campaigner, Dr. Andrei Chair, honestly can't pronounce this word very well, Chair Dokhlobov. Why is Mr. Thorpe doing this?
Good old William Hardcastle, the first host of WATO, as they call it, at the BBC, The World at One, which launched this week in 65. Another long-standing Radio 4 programme began this week in 1954. Any Answers, hosted then by Freddie Griswood.
In view of the apparent world shortage of meat and fats, do you consider that we shall ever again be able to go to the butcher and grocer and order what quantity and kind of meat and fats we require?
Any Answers was a reply programme to any questions, and originally listeners were asked to write in by mail, and their comments were read by actors. It became a phone-in 35 years later. Radio Wyvern was an early radio home for Neil Fox, and it launched this week in 1982.
7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this day one of Radio Wyvern. It's grand to be here, it really is. I must tell you, we've got an absolutely sensational reception taking place here at our studios at this time. There must be all of about 100 or more people all tucking into croissant and to Buck's Fizz, and for the uninitiated, that's...
Radio Wyvern launching, drawing its name from the rivers Wye and Severn. 1955 now, and the first Pick of the Pops, which was eventually to lead to the charts we have today. A surprise then maybe to learn that this chap was the first presenter.
Just over the bridge, if you turn right into Winnington Street rather than turning left on the Chester Road, you'll come to one of the old houses I spoke about, which have suffered the slope and the tumble of subsidence. And here I've come to see Mr. Joseph Allman. Mr. Allman, I've come to talk to you because... some very good reasons. I believe you were in the Salvation Army for a good many years and you played one of the instruments...
Franklin Engelman, the host of the first Pick of the Pops, and that show launched on the Light programme this week in 1955. In the early days, commercial radio was almost wholly local, but starting to dip its toe into rare networked programmes, including this one, which began this week in 86.
Around the country on independent radio, this is Beadle's Brainbusters with Jeremy Beadle.
Hi, hello. Hello, anybody there? Mr. Beadle here. Good morning. I wish to make a proclamation. During this programme tonight, I will not mention the snow...
Thanks to Andy Wormsley for that clip. Jeremy Beadle with the short-lived Beadle's Brainbusters, which launched this week in 86. This week last year, press coverage and much discussion about the arrival of a new presenter on the Today programme.
The headlines this morning, a new national crime agency starts work today with the aim of rooting out Britain's most powerful criminal gangs.
The arrival of Michelle Hussain on BBC Radio 4's Today programme this week last year. So, with Gem AM launching in the East Midlands 26 years ago...
Britain's first 24-hour-a-day solid gold radio station.
Mark and Lard ending on Radio 1 Breakfast 17 years ago...
The only thing I would say that I want to change is that, you know, I'm really starting the campaign to get Shane McGowan as the replacement for Brian McFadden in Westlife.
Wales opting out of the Home Service this week 51 years ago...
8.15, good morning, Wales.
And the final Egton House BBC broadcast this week 18 years ago... Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.